I have to go. I feel...
You feel... What?
If I don't go, he'll miss her. They're lost in the dark.
Who are they?
She asked, then waved her hand.
Never mind. You don't know until you know.
Exactly. He slung his packed duffel bag over his shoulder and walked with her to the front of the houseboat. There, he held her close and his hand found his way to her belly and their son, 6 months along. I'll be home soon, he whispered against his wife's dark hair. I love you.
I love you too.
She pulled away to look at him fiercely, her scar stark against her skin.
Promise me. Say it again.
He kissed her and ran his finger down the shiny seam on her cheek. I will always come back to you. Then he stepped out onto the deck, and the darkness swallowed him without a sound. Part 1. The Devil in Me. Ken. Noun. Range of knowledge or perception. Synonyms. Awareness. Vision. Understanding. Consciousness. Chapter 1. Nikolai.
When did it start, Nick?
I can't remember, since forever.
Can you sense what I'm feeling right now?
Yes, it looks like brownish orange dust and smells like... wet leaves.
What does?
What you're feeling, I can see it. You don't believe me, but you're excited because you've never seen this before. It's new.
And you call it your Ken?
I don't know what it is. I tried to look it up in a dictionary and found that word. I can't find anything else.
He scratches a note. You've always been able to do this? To see feelings?
Yes. It's Nechistaya Sila. Right, Mama?
He glances at my mother, then back to me.
What does that mean?
I have the devil in me.
Do you think what you can do, the Ken, is wrong?
I don't like it. I don't want it. Can you make it go away?
I think this treatment might be able to do just that. You don't have the devil in you, Nikolai. Your brain is making you think you can sense what others are feeling.
But I can see the dust. I can taste it.
Hallucinations, that's all.
And you're going to shock them out of me?
Something like that.
His smile is ashen fumes and makes me think of lies.
Think of your brain as a computer, and it has a little glitch. Turning it off and on helps to clear out the glitch. The current will act as a sort of reset.
You're going to turn my brain off and then back on?
It's just a way to help you understand the process.
I don't know. The medication isn't helping, is it? No, I hate it. It makes me numb.
I think this treatment is much better suited to your particular affliction.
So I am sick. Dad said I was before he left. Sick in the head.
His smile tightens and he answers like he didn't hear.
What do you think, Nikolai? Are you ready to give it a try?
I guess.
Very good.
He looks to my mother.
If you'll sign the consent on his behalf.
Mama? She looks away from me. Maybe she'll look at me again if I do this.
They lead me into another room and have me lie down. They give me a shot of something in my arm and put a mask over my face. I inhale the gas and it makes me lighter than air. I float up toward the ceiling, and in a blink I'm looking down. I'm sleeping. They attach sticky pads with wires trailing behind them to my forehead. They put a stick in my mouth. The doctor, with the lying smile, hits a button and nothing happens but for my foot that's sticking out of the sheet. It trembles a little, like it's cold from being left uncovered. A second later, my thoughts are cut into pieces. Lightning tears through me, blinding, ripping, and burning. I see a flash like chaos, and then everything rots to the gray of dead flesh. I scream at my sleeping body. No, stop, please. Nurses and doctors, who'd been sitting calmly, are darting around now. The slow beeping of my heartbeat is now as fast as the white bolt that tears through me until it's all one loud noise, one...